Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
All right, Boomer and Geo coming to you live, the Bill Ford Tough Studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Of course, Peter Schwartz texted me after that last segment and said I was at the Mets event and the egg roll rainbow cookie was awesome, and I was at the Yankee event yesterday. So, I mean, that guy is just built for those things. He will eat all of that and enjoy it, and I think he did a segment on it on his Saturday morning sports bash show from Long Island MacArthur Airport. So
nobody knows food than Big Peter.
Yeah, nobody knows it better than Peter. That is for sure. So opening day tomorrow should be called and canceled by the end of today in the afternoon. The weather looks absolutely terrible. It looks like it's going to rain most of the day. Friday, albeit windy, will be sunny and in the mid-50s. But if you look at the hourly, which I believe you are doing right now.
I am on weather.com right
yes,
now, yes.
It does not look pretty for first pitch.
So game time's like 1:30 or whatever?
Yeah.
1:30 would be 50 degrees and rain.
And the percentage of rain is 97% or something?
97%, yeah. And the 97% doesn't drop until around 3 o'clock when it's 52 degrees and it's still raining at 82%. It's going to be a very uncomfortable, kind of ugly day.
Yeah, there's really no reason to do it. I mean, I understand it would have been the first game that was being played, right? Because it was in the afternoon tomorrow.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's kind of cool, but you can't, you just call the game.
Yeah, enough. If you go to Friday, it gets drier and it's partly cloudy and it's in the 40s early in the morning, probably get up to about 55. Friday afternoon, and you could do it then, and everybody could have a great Friday night.
Yeah.
And go right into Saturday.
It would be perfect. That's why they build in that off day, the day after opening day, so you have your opening day. But, I mean, I have been to a lot of opening days. I believe Brian Rascona, who works here, has been to every single one of the opening days since he's been alive. So a lot of people make it a tradition. Don't put those fans through that. They want to go there early. They take it off of work. A lot of them like the tailgate. It's just don't make them go to the stadium and sit there for a game that's not going to be played.
Just
we go through this
Friday
every day
where everybody can have fun.
And just call it now. Why don't you just call it now? I mean, we're close enough to the thing, right? We're close enough to the extended forecast. I mean, we're talking about more than 24 hours away.
Yeah, we're probably about 28 hours away right now.
Okay.
Something like that.
That's close enough, is it not?
I would think. I mean, weather.com is pretty good.
Yeah.
It's just going to be like what it looks like outside today.
You know what's funny? I feel like the weather.com is where I go as well, but I feel like AccuWeather is more positive with their forecast. Every time I want a better forecast, I'll go to AccuWeather. So let me just take a look.
I don't know why you have to go to AccuWeather.
It just says usually says better. And if, I know if AccuWeather says it's going to be bad, that it's definitely going to be bad.
The Boomer and Geo Monstecker 2021 7 Gen BGAD JREC Megastorm Apocalyptic Doppler Panic Storm Tracking Nerve Wracking 660 1019 High Frequency Radar System.
Yep.
See, I told you we got the best here.
I think 1010 Wind stole that from us, though. And they, let's see. All right. So Thursday, yeah. And they got 91% chance of rain. Could be ponding on the roadways.
Oh, ponding.
Ponding. So there's, if AccuWeather's saying that it's going to be 91% chance of rain, then it's raining. Because that's just, so I'll go to tomorrow hourly just to make sure. One o'clock, 2 o'clock. And it is, what do they say? Jerry's a big AccuWeather guy because he's off-brand Jerry. See, they actually only have 49% at 1 o'clock and 66% at 2. So they're a little more positive about it. A little more positive. But it all depends on which one of these systems.
But there's nothing worse than sitting there like in a mist and cold and windy and rainy. I mean, the next day is going to be windy, but it's going to be sunny.
Yeah. So just move it. Move it now. If I were to Mets in Major League Baseball, who makes a call on that? Major League Baseball make the call on that?
How many times do we go over this?
I don't know. I'm asking. What? You brought it up. You had the weather in front of you. Don't get mad at me for bringing it up. You brought it.
Yeah, but you're asking me. I believe it's the home team.
Okay. All right. I don't know. You said how many times you gone over it. If we went over it that much, we would have known the answer, right?
Just be smart and treat your fans with respect.
Yeah, that's all. Mike in Bayside. What's going on, Mike?
Hey, morning, guys.
What you got, man?
Hey, just wanted to bring up something kind of on the food front, a little bit on the opposite perspective. So I'm a big Yankees fan, used to have season tickets, go about 10, 20 times a year. And I'm vegan, so some of the options are really for Yankee Stadium. There's no options out there. It is very hit or miss by stadium, though. Citi Field has a grill out in center field that's entirely vegan, a little bit healthier, but at Yankee Stadium, you're essentially limited to pretzels and fries. So, I think that's another trend that's there as well. It's just, you talked about the unhealthy food, but, folks like myself who are vegan, there's just not options at Yankee Stadium. Citi Field has, MSG has, but just really hit or miss stadium by stadium.
Yeah, what do you...
Skinny vegan hipster.
Oh, God, that's what I call... Ignore that, Mike. That was not for you. Where do you get your protein from?
Oh, man, anywhere. So, you go to Whole Foods these days. You can go to really any supermarket. They have vegan options. Burgers, bratwurst, and a lot of...
Aren't all of those, made from, out of chemicals and stuff, though? It's all, fake foods?
No, man. It's made out of plants. So, the healthiest thing for you. But, not
then
all of
just eat
healthy,
a plant.
You're not consuming animals.
Why not eat a plant, then, instead of a fake hamburger plant?
Well, we do. You eat bananas, apples, fruits. That's the healthiest
thing fruit.
For you, obviously.
Big fruit
guy. Of course. But, there's not... I think the point for me is there's options in 2024.
Yeah.
And some of these stadiums have been slow to adjust. Others have been great. MSG has a food stand now that's all Beyond Meat products, really good stuff. But then again, Yankee Stadium, you have nothing out there.
That's a tough spot there for Mike at Bayside. Something that Spike would know if he weren't quitting.
Right.
He would need to know. But down in Philadelphia, they probably got a ton of vegan options for him.
No way.
That's why I think he's quitting. Is because Philadelphia's got way more vegan options.
They don't have vegan options. Just bring your own bird seed.
Make sure it's not laced with rat poisoning.
Let's go to Dan, who's in Patchogue. What's going on, Dan?
Hey, guys. Two quick points. One, I'm empathetic to people who are vegan and dietary restrictions, but when I walk around a stadium and I see somebody with a salad, all I think to myself is, loser. as far as yeah. the bad food goes at stadiums and then comparing it to airport, would everybody on the show, would you rather have to drop one in a stadium or on an airplane?
So Pirates opening day, 2011 or 12, I really had to go bad, like had to dupe. And I was like, this is horrible. Because up until that point, I had never duped in a stadium. So what I found was a family bathroom. And the family bathroom, you can lock and just be in there by yourself. And that was, to me, genius. There's no, like, you can lock a bathroom in a plane, but it's so small. And you walk out of there and everybody knows you duped. Like, the next person who walks out into that family bathroom knows that you duped, but then you're gone. You don't have to sit back in 11D with everybody knowing you duped on the plane. So, to me, this is an easy answer. I'd much rather find a family bathroom in a stadium than dupe on a plane.
Right, and you have the flight attendants on their break. They know what's going on.
Like, this guy, and then they just find this guy's going in there to dupe. I can tell. I saw him bring, you know, whatever on the plane that he got, his fast food breakfast is going to pull right out of him.
You know what? It's part of the hazards of being a flight attendant.
It is. That is
true.
You
know that every flight attendant has a dupe story.
Oh, my God.
It's got to happen at least once.
And probably multiple dupe stories.
Yeah. No, it has to happen. Yeah, you would think, well, you might get lucky here or there on the shorter flights. But, like, the international flights, you know how much dupe's going in that plane? That plane's got more dupe on it than cargo by the time it lands in London. You know it.
Children are conceived on those long flights, I believe.
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't know how you could pull that off. I mean, in that bathroom?
There's no way I could. I think you could.
I don't think I could.
You're half the size of me.
Well, you could barely go number one in there.
Hold on. I am not half the size of you.
You're not Fat Gio anymore.
Yeah, okay, but I'm still 5'11", 6 foot, depending on if I got shoes on.
Yeah, and those bathrooms are built for people
and
like
198 pounds.
I mean, I'd have to be in there like. It'd be ridiculous. There's just no way. There is no way.
I think the only person that you could do it with in there would be Little Boomer.
Jesus. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
I mean, it's bad enough as it is. Like, I'm in there like, like, you know, this. You have no idea.
Jammed in there, Peter.
Man, I'll tell you, I get on a plane, I get triggered. Because I know I can't go into that bathroom because I'm going to be like, nobody thought about the big guy.
No, the tall man for sure, yeah. Oh, my God. That was the most unbelievable. Here's CBS Sports Network. In slow motion. Oh, my God. That was incredible. Tim in Northport, what's going on, Tim?
Hey, guys, big fan, great show.
Thanks, what's up?
These weather apps.
Yeah.
Guys, these weather apps, they're all a scam. Even when it's going to be beautiful out, they tell you 10 to 20% chance of weather because this way they get you clicking on the app all the time. They never tell you it's 100% going to be sunny out.
Yeah, you're right about that. And one of the big, like, before conspiracy theories got really popular, like, over the last 5 or 6 years, I always used to believe that the weather apps would, like, in conjunction with American Commerce, which I don't blame them with, like, every summer holiday, like, or summer weekend, but especially summer holidays, or a Memorial Day weekend, 4th of July, Labor Day, that they would, the extended forecast would always look beautiful. So then people would make their plans. Like, even if they thought a storm was running through, like, they wouldn't tell you until the last minute. So you'd make all your plans, make sure that everybody was spending their money, and then they'd be like, sorry, here comes a storm.
You know what? Dark Sky was a great app.
Yeah.
Until Apple bought it, or Google, or one of these other crappy companies bought it, and they ruined it.
Crappy companies. Yeah, it's not even a app anymore.
It's not. It's part of Apple Weather, I think.
Yeah, I mean, it's sometimes...
It sucks. It's probably, you know, I don't know, like, it's the same... It should be the same technology.
But I would give it a shout-out to the Weather Channel app. They do put 0% chance of rain at times, when there is, when they know that for sure. Now, they can't do that...
All right.
In the summertime, you know, anytime, you know, a thunderstorm could pop up at any time.
Yeah.
Right, but I'm saying when that is not the case, they'll give a 0% chance.
You know what's funny? So I'm looking at the iPhone app, that just the regular weather app that they give you on the iPhone.
That's the dark sky app.
Oh, that's it now?
That's what it used to be.
All right. Well, the only time that it dips with rain is like right when first pitch would be tomorrow, this one. That's the only time, with their bar graph of where the rain goes. So that means that there are apps out there that are saying that they could potentially have first pitch scheduled for tomorrow.
Yeah.
So then we're
unless
gonna have
they were bought off.
Well, yeah. So that's why I think, like, we're going to now have to wait until tomorrow morning.
To sell some fried egg roll rainbow cookies.
Exactly. Oh, God, isn't that the worst when you're waiting in there, waiting in there, waiting there, looking at the tarp, and then all of a sudden it's canceled? Ugh. Matt in Farmingdale. What's going on, Matt? Oh, he's gone already. He worked in airport toilets. That would have been a...
Oh, wow.
That would have been a good
interesting
one.
You know, the thing about tomorrow is that, you know, some fans want to go and they want to tailgate,
yeah,
out in the parking lot well before the first pitch. No, mm-hmm. They'll get in there probably around 11:30 or something, maybe 12, but they want to get there at 9 in the morning and tailgate.
Yeah, of course. So they gotta let them know. Let them. And they take a days off of work, most of them too, right? They probably take off Thursday, work Friday. Let's go to Vic, who's on Long Island. What's going on, Vic?
Hey, how you doing? Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
First things first, I got a quick Evan story on the radio yesterday. He was talking about his friend texted him during the show, telling him that his son on the airplane coming back from Florida from the winter meetings puked all over Rob Sala's feet, who was on the plane.
I can confirm this 100%, by the way, because my friend was sitting in the same row as Rob Sala, 11. It was a little extra leg rank. Yeah. I don't know why he wasn't sitting in first class.
Yeah.
But my friend and his wife were sitting right across the aisle.
Really?
Yes. And my friend told me yesterday that, yes, Rob Sala got hit with shrapnel.
Wait, so the kid was in Rob Sala's row?
Yes.
Wow. They
were in row 11.
I mean, what are we doing?
I know this for a fact.
I could definitely
back up Evan on this one.
I mean, is that the Jets that cheap these days? They got to throw their head coach in row 11 so he gets puked on?
Maybe he wanted to get back on the plane, you know, come back earlier and there was no first class available. I don't know.
Wow.
I would think they'd all go down on Woody's plane.
Yeah, I don't.
I mean, what are we doing here? We got a billionaire owner. He's got a couple planes. Let's go.
I mean, he must. I mean, that's shocking to me. I mean, it could have been, like you said, it could have been some sort of, he had to get home quick for something. We don't know. Hopped on that plane. I don't know. But the fact that Woody is
scouting apartments in London again.
Could be.
Could be that.
Could be.
Yeah, but I mean, to be in row 11 as an NFL head coach, you're getting puked on.
You know, and speaking of that, it was finally good to see that there was confirmation that Aaron Rodgers was not going to be picked as RFK's vice president.
Yes. Well,
because that happened yesterday.
Yeah, officially. But actually, yes. You know, a week and a half ago, RFK put out there that's probably who it was going to be, and then he named it officially yesterday. But anybody who believed that that was a real thing and not just an attention-seeking move to his campaign is just totally naive.
You know, the thing about it is you would have to go to Aaron Rodgers and say, I'm going to mention your name, right?
Yeah, I'm sure that happened. But, you know, just to drum up interest. And the perfect example, I believe this is when you were off, the perfect example was Sal Licata. Never heard of RFK Jr. before in his life. Didn't know he was running for president. Thought that it was JFK's son.
Does he live under a rock?
Essentially, yes. So he never heard of him, right? Aaron Rodgers' name gets attached to the candidacy. And then Sal looks him up. Reads some of his policies. Goes, you know what? I like this guy. They're going to vote for him. That is exactly why.
Okay.
Aaron Rodgers' name was associated with RFK Jr.
Wow.
And it worked. His campaign got more attention than it has ever. So it was a very, very smart marketing move for his presidential campaign.
Amazing.
Check my Twitter, okay. What is on this?
Somebody sent a photo of Boomer.
Oh, my God. That's still really impressive and flexible that you were able to climb on that desk, on this desk in front of us.
Yeah, well.
And pretend that you were banging in an airport stall. Where is the... I didn't see the OnlyFans thing. Where is that?
Well, that's the picture.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Drop it. Oh, it's dropping a preview for his OnlyFans.
Yeah. Did you, by the way...
Regrets?
No, not at all. I don't care. It's part of what we do.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, it was interesting. Speaking of RFK and the person that he picked, this woman, this tech entrepreneur, her husband is Sergey Brin, who founded Google.
Okay.
Who went to the University of Maryland.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Wow, I did not know that.
I got Sergey to drop, you know, 150 into the collective, 150 million into the collective.
Yeah, why not?
Why not? Let's go.
I mean, yeah, it's going to be very interesting.
Something tells me that Sergey was not involved in any sports at Maryland.
Yeah, he was probably trying to, I don't know, make $17 billion some other way.
Well, he went to Stanford as well.
Yeah.
I mean, it was in the engineering department, or computer department.
Right, of course.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I do have to correct something. Sergey Brin was married to Nicole Shanahan, who is the vice presidential pick for RFK.
Yeah.
So they are divorced. They're no longer married.
Okay.
So. That's your error.
That is my error. I didn't read all the way through. Sorry about it.
Yeah, that's a great payout, I would imagine, that she got from that divorce.
Well, she's got her own, like, she's a legal scholar.
Regardless, she probably got a nice payout.
I don't know. She's a very impressive person. And what I understood, and as I heard yesterday, I believe that she was the one that paid for RFK's Super Bowl commercial.
Oh, interesting.
I believe so.
All right, today is Jersey Mike's Day of Giving. 100% of all proceeds will go to local charities in your neighborhood. There's no better time than today to visit your local Jersey Mike's, and you can become a sub above. For info, visit jerseymikes.com. All right, Jerry, what's going on, man?
We are brought to you by The Farmer's Dog, fresh human-grade dog food delivered right to your door, and also brought to you by Jackpocket. Order official state lottery games on your phone. A couple of things we heard earlier and then a couple of new things. Number one, Roger Goodell Tuesday talking about Wednesday game, Christmas Day. Going to have two games on the 25th coming up. So that means another quick turnaround for these teams. They've gotten used to some extent, Sunday, Thursday. Now it looks like it'll be Saturday, Wednesday. Any health concerns as you go forward with this?
We have not seen any elevation of injuries. We have had a major focus on Thursday night when we first put it in, and we've still not seen any kind of elevation of injuries. So
yeah,
I think we have this down.
What I wonder about this is how many players are unable to play on a short week that if the game would have been played on Sunday, they would be able to play.
Right. Well, we always talk about that with the Thursday games, too.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Sunday to Thursday, Saturday to Wednesday. So I'm just, there's got to be some sort of data to answer that question.
Yeah, and I was in the car yesterday afternoon. I was hearing the afternoon guys talk about it and how, you know, Sean was complaining because he's got to focus on the games, and his wife gets mad at him because he's watching football and he's not paying attention to the family. You know, they were talking about, it was very specific to the things that we do. Like, for Jerry, for example, he's gotten, you know, he works for the Cowboys with the Compass Media Network, so he's lost out on Thanksgiving, as you mentioned, the warm-up show, and if they get thrown on Christmas, that stinks.
Yeah, we've had Christmas Eve the last 2 years.
So, yeah. Right, and if the Jets or Giants play on Christmas Day, we have to be watching that for sure. But for the majority of people, like, I think that when people talk about this here in this building, they're not thinking about the majority of people. Like Christmas, if there's a couple football games on,
they love it.
Yeah, they're going to just, all right, we open the presents, we hang out, family comes over at 3, the football game's on. Oh, what's going on in the football game? I don't know. Like, not everybody is as locked in, and you have to watch it and do all this stuff. Plus, they're probably going to be off all week, that week anyway, like we always are. If you really don't want to watch it, then have it on in the background, record it, and then go back and watch it with the more of a investigative eye the next day.
They're doing this because they basically want to just absolutely ruin the NBA.
Yeah, oh, NFL. Yeah. Yes. We went and looked at the numbers again. Yeah, the NFL did 90 million viewers this Christmas Day. The NBA did 17.
Right. So, right. So, right. The point being is that the money speaks, the ratings speak, and they also want to be, you know, they want to be good partners to their, you know, their TV partners. Now, I don't know which networks are getting this. I'm not sure. I haven't heard or seen any of that. You know, I've worked every Thanksgiving since getting to CBS.
Yep.
And I've worked any other holidays, whether it be New Year's Day, New Year's Eve, Christmas Eve, Christmas Day.
Yeah, I mean, and if you're a big fan of a particular team, like, you're going to be locked into the game no matter what, and they'll be into it, and hey, we'll have family over, we'll watch the game. Like, I don't find it as big of an inconvenience as they were saying yesterday, especially for just your average football fan.
All right, let me ask you this question there, Holmes.
Holmes?
Yep. Let's say the Jets or the Giants are playing on Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Are we coming in the day after Christmas?
No.
Okay. How about if the Jets or Giants are like, at that point, where would that be in the season? Like week 13?
You'd be a little further along, I think, right? Because they go to the second week of January. So okay, probably week 15.
Let's say the Jets and the Giants are either 13-2 or 12-3. Are we in on
Jimmy Clark's calling and I don't care.
Yeah, I don't think so. I mean, they call that the holiday book for a reason.
Well, how about if they're undefeated?
Jimmy Clark's calling and I don't
see
care.
See you Monday.
I think the answer is no.
Sounds like Moose would love to talk about that in the morning.
Or Richard Neer.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I mean, the answer is no.
Speaking of the NFL, as we continue on.
Yeah, so, didn't we come back on the Friday after Thanksgiving?
You did for a terrible Jets team.
Yeah, but that was during the fall ratings period where you get bonused for, where we do not during the holiday book. So
it's a boners.
So, like, it's not apples to apples. So that's why we did that.
Grinding up testicles of goat.
You know what? You have an answer for everything.
Was that not a good answer?
I know it was a very good answer, but
it was also the first Friday you guys have worked after Thanksgiving.
Yeah, because normally that day doesn't matter as much locally. This was one of those things where it felt like it mattered locally.
Yeah. What are the Cowboys doing with Dak Prescott? Here's Adam Schefter on the McAfee Show breaking down this situation.
Now they're in a situation with Dak going into the last year of his deal. He's got a $55 million cap number. If he leaves after this year, the dead cap money charge is $95 million that they're going to have to spread out.
Gee!
Dallas may want him back, but there might be a quarterback needy team. Giants.
Ooh. Could you imagine Dak to the Giants?
No, come on.
Well, this is why I was telling you Shador Sanders to the Cowboys next year.
I know, you might
that's
be
exactly
very right.
What I was telling you.
$95 million.
Because that would
capital.
Be a place that Deion would certainly want his son to go and
yes.
play.
Yes, oh, I know that.
I mean, they could. Jerry
and
Jones.
And if they don't do well and they have a crappy year, then both Deion and Shador could go there.
I mean, to have Dak Prescott, I mean, that would have to be a trade, too. They'd have to trade with the Giants.
No, this is the last year of his contract.
He'd be done.
But wait a second, then what's the dead cap?
It's because they keep pushing their money in the future years.
Oh, I thought that it because they'd be trading or releasing him with the contract still going on. That's what the dead cap was.
No, they've extended his contract.
They've screwed up so much or done so much with his contract. It's crazy. Now,
do you understand, Bush?
Remember that conversation we had yesterday about golf in a particular place and how there was one guy that we might play with, but we had to run it by him to make sure that it was okay to play with us. Remember that?
Yes.
Okay. Did that get resolved at all?
No, I don't think so.
Okay. All right, because that just depends on what I was going to say here about that last clip.
some wide receiver notes. Here's Robert Kraft on why the Patriots did not get Calvin Ridley, and it's not why you think.
It was not because of finance. He made clearly his girlfriend wanted to be in the South.
And so playing in the Northeast.
I'm not living in Foxborough.
I guess that's true.
To live in the South.
I have no idea. And then you've got Dolphins head coach Mike McDaniel. What's up with Odell Beckham Jr.?
So things look great with him. You know, we did make him an offer, and business takes time.
But will you be signing him?
I don't live in the world of crystal balling, and I do stay in my lane as a coach. I'm definitely ready to coach him if we can come to agreement, and I think both sides are trying to work towards that. We'll see what happens.
I was telling Eddie the first question to him yesterday was, you know, Christian Wilkins not being there any longer. His answer was 4 minutes and 52 seconds.
Just about how great Christian Wilkins
about
was,
everything, yes,
money, yeah. And everything
else and the business of the NFL, and
you know, Tua was a part of a group that won the Pro-Am ahead of the Cognizant Classic. Did you know that?
No, I did not know that.
Really?
Yeah. He was. Played well. I saw some of the highlights. Believe it or not, I watched
Tua Tagovailoa at Alabama.
Who was the golfer that was accused of cheating to win? Remember Josh Allen had a problem at the Pebble Beach Pro-Am with one of the... It was a football player.
Yeah. Wasn't it Aaron Rodgers?
Was it?
I think it was Aaron.
It was Aaron Rodgers that cheated?
Josh Allen said he came in with a high handicap. Josh Allen and said Aaron Rodgers?
He had an inflated handicap and then played much better.
I think that's
it was Aaron Rodgers.
I don't know.
And it was one of those things where every time Josh Allen was asked about it, you couldn't tell if he was being serious or not.
Josh Allen says some believe Aaron Rodgers cheated at Pro-Am. Allen claims that Rodgers sandbagged the entire golf field, which means the Jets starter lied about his handicap to make it look like he was worse than he is. Apparently, his handicap was listed as 10, even though he normally sits at a 3.
Oh, that's a lot of shots.
That's not good. But you know what? I could set him up good to be the VP.
Maybe one day. Maybe one day. A couple of other things real quick just to run through. The Rangers beat the Flyers in overtime, 6-5. Adam Fox, the game winner there. We'll have more on this coming up in a moment. The Rangers with 100 points. Tops in the East now as they move ahead of Boston.
Tops in the NHL.
Okay, fine. I'm talking about Boston, though. They moved ahead of Boston for first place in the East. Jeez. First team to clinch a playoff spot, and the Devils beat the Maple Leafs 6-3. The Knicks tonight are in Toronto while the Nets play in Washington. While we're talking about basketball, a new gig for one Ian Eagle. As I saw Offal announce, he posted this a short time ago. Ian, as we know, has done Westwood One football, CBS football, the NCAA tournament league announcer. We've got the Nets, of course, on Yes. God knows what else he has done. And now
Masters. He's done some.
The Masters, yes, on Masters.org and I think on TV now, too. And now I present to you his new gig.
It's Razzle Dazzle. Welcome to the Gravy Race. Hi, everybody. I'm Ian Eagle. It's cat against cat in the greatest feline competition in the world. Featuring Waffles, That Little Pug, Kobe, Venus Two-Face, and more of the internet's most famous cats. They all want Sheba, but which cat wants it more? This, my friends, is Gravy Racing. Starts March 29th.
If you just heard that, you would think it's like a real cat league. And it's a commercial.
It's just a commercial for Sheba cat food where they're running towards the can of cat food. Huh?
Oh, I thought that was
pretty good.
Funny.
He does everything with just such professionalism.
God bless him, man.
He really is.
Fantastic. And then you were talking about the owl that flew into the window but had rat poison in it.
Yeah.
So a couple of other things around the world. An ostrich escaped a zoo in South Korea was captured after wandering on a highway for over an hour. And the cars were moving around it, didn't hit it. And this one is, this one's interesting. A animal lover, as she is described, spent the night tending to an injured, what she thought was a sick baby hedgehog. Was very concerned when she found it. So she rushed it to the vet hospital, only to find out that it was a faux fur pom-pom.
Come on.
Oh, come on.
I'm serious.
There's
a photo in the story with the vet and the pom-pom in the box.
No.
I'm just...
You can't be that stupid. You just can't.
She was worried that it wasn't moving.
Did it look that real?
I mean, it was a very big pom-pom.
That woman who took the pom-pom to the vet, or Shohei Ohtani who gave, Ms. O'Hara an opportunity to spend $4.5 million of his money.
Well, one's funny, one's not so funny.
Yeah. Well, yesterday, so I feel bad for my mother-in-law. She's sitting at home where she says her TV's not working, and she's got a cable guy that's showing up tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
But she's sitting in her house, like, by herself in her apartment, by herself, like, doing nothing, just sitting there. She doesn't have a book to read, just nothing. So I was like, let me come over and see if I can figure this thing out.
It's kind of a Spartan life, though.
Yeah, but still. I mean, she needed something to do. She's on the phone. She just sounded, like, so down in the dumps. Like, what are you doing? Ah, nothing. So I go over there, and I say, well, what's going on? Well, for the longest time, I was stuck on News 12, and I couldn't get it off that channel. And then it just went off, and now it's just sitting with this black screen. So I'm like, all right, hold on a second. So I grab the remote. I start pressing the buttons on the remote.
It's not working. Batteries.
And I'm like, have you changed the batteries in the remote?
Here we go.
Come on. Now. I said, okay, well, let's do that and see what happens. That's what it was.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Poor thing.
Yeah, I know. She didn't think about it. But no. I was happy. She was so happy that I fixed it.
Yep.
But, like, imagine, I just saved her, like, the cable guy showing up.
The embarrassment.
Right. So, and I never can.
You
fix
just said
anything.
It on the radio, but
whatever. Well, whatever. She was happy. She'll laugh at this, but but the cable guy showing up is annoying because you got to be there at that time and everything else. It's just so at least I saved her from that.
All right,
it just not work. I'm stuck on the stupid ass News 12. I don't care what's happening in Uniondale.
Jesus. Time now for Moment of the Day, brought to you by Casamigos Tequila. Casamigos Tequila, brought to you by those who drink it. Fair to say, so we mentioned the Rangers winning last night. Boomer opened the program with it, and fair to say, he was shot down from all angles.
Good morning, Boomer. How are you?
Yeah, good morning, G. How you doing today?
I'm doing great.
I am doing great today, and I have to tell you that the reason I'm doing great today, and you know why, I didn't get much sleep last night, because I was so excited with the Ranger performance last night. This is 3 years in a row where they've hit the 100-point mark.
You don't want the president's
You
trophy.
Don't want that because it's a first-round match.
Well, you shut up.
With the Capitol.
You don't know what you're talking about.
And you know what happens then?
You have no idea what you're
Ding
talking
dong.
About.
Ding dong. Who is it?
Yeah.
Alex Ovechkin with a broom.
My ass. When you get to the final, four series, if you're lucky to get through all four series unscathed and not losing your top players during the playoffs, this is what makes this thing so great. And
nobody cares about hockey.
Shut up. I do. We sit here talking about the Jets and Giants. They haven't made the playoffs. They make bad decisions. Guys get hurt. The Yankees.
Well,
and,
the Rangers are hurt. A step ahead.
Time
we only
out.
Know that. We I know that.
Just time out.
You we
just
know that.
Back. Pump the brakes there, Cubs.
You can't need to pump the brakes is the
shut
point.
Shut up. God, shut up.
The Rangers have had the Garden alive for 3 years.
You can't lose in the first Knicks, round is all
just,
I'm saying.
Will you stop?
You can't do that.
You got to stay with it. You got to keep pounding, and you got to keep grinding.
God, you never stop talking.
Well, it is a freaking talk show. I'm supposed to talk.
He did.
Yeah, all
he
you want to do is just bring me down, and I am not going to let you,
God, you
Eddie,
never stop talking.
Right. I am not going to let you bring me down.
Shut up.
Shut up!
Shut up!
Dude, shut the F up.
Shut up.
There you go. Moment of the day.
Funny stuff, Jerry. Thank you. You can listen to that whole opening segment of Eddie and I and the drops and everybody trying to drag Boomer down and the happiness that he had from last night on the Odyssey app. And everything is podcasted up there. Al puts all the descriptions, every segment. Just click on it, and you can go to whatever you want. It is all up there on Odyssey Rewind. All right, Boomer and Geo coming to you live at the Bill Ford Tough Studio.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Everybody has their analytics and AI and whatever to plug in numbers to come up with predictions these days. Actually talking to my friend who dabbles. He's involved in the fantasy sports, daily fantasy sports industry. And he was talking about some of the AI models and lineup builders that they have and these optimizers and things like that. It's all over sports. When it comes to predictions and gambling and everything else. But Baseball Reference has one, too. And we always go to Baseball Reference to see, you know, the guy's stats. Like 2 years ago, what did he do here? What did he do against lefties? But now they've got this prediction model. And they think the Yankees have a 2.7% chance to make the postseason and win just 71.6 games.
Bend the Yankees over it.
Wow. Man, to think about all the hard work that Brian Cashman put forth this offseason.
Yeah.
Bring in Juan Soto. And then to start the season with Gerrit Cole on the shelf and DJ LeMahieu already on the shelf.
Bend the Yankees over.
Wow.
Bend the Yankees over is what Baseball Reference did.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's worse than what they predicted for the Pirates. They look at run differential and the strength of schedule from the previous years, prior 100 games. They run a simulation 1,000 times. So it did not take into account adding Juan Soto, though, which doesn't make any sense to me. Like, why would it not take that into account?
I mean, that's a huge thing. Juan Soto's a huge It's a huge impact on the Yankee lineup.
Yes, it is.
He gives Aaron Judge some protection.
That's right. BT and Sal over at MLB Network this morning.
Oh, they are?
Yeah, the baseball boys.
Nice.
Hanging out at the MLB Network. I thought that was nice. They're kicking off the season. I don't think they're going to be on.
It's not opening day.
No, I know. Well, it's not. It might not be.
Are they doing their radio program from over there?
Yeah.
So obviously they have a studio there. Yeah.
I don't think that they're. Well, yeah, they're doing it from that Studio 42 thing that they have with the field and everything else.
Well, they're going to
fake dugout and all that stuff.
Okay.
They're not going to be simulcast on MLB Network, though, right? I don't think so. Yeah, they're just doing a show there. Yeah. It looks cool over there. I know you guys were over there before I joined the show many years ago.
Yes.
And it looks really cool.
Oh, it's a cool place. And if you're a huge baseball fan, to be able to do your show from there, those two guys are, you know, good for them.
I mean, there's very few people on earth that talk more baseball than Sal Akata, because he has to do baseball night in New York every night. Now he does a 4-hour radio show now, and those guys hammer baseball. I was thinking, like, of the amount, because there's people that talk strictly baseball, and there's there's Sirius probably has an all baseball show. But if you combine the 4 hours that he's on the radio and then the baseball night in New York stuff, I mean, that guy, and he does that daily WFAN daily thing. That podcast.
Nobody talks more baseball than Sal Licata in this country.
I think
that,
so, yeah.
And that goes for all the insiders, too, because the insiders just do guest spots.
Yeah.
He has a continual thought about baseball.
And it's 5 days a week in different platforms. And one of those shows is only baseball that he does.
Who's more of an expert, him or Evan?
Well, I don't look at either one of them. That's not like experts, per se. You know
all right,
what, I'm
what do you want to call them, then?
I would...
Analysts? Fans? I mean, you got to call them something.
Yeah. That's fans. I know talk show hosts that are fans, I guess. But Evan's definitely more deep into everything, stats, other teams. Like, Sal doesn't care about other teams as much. You know, like, Evan might know the setup man for the Diamondbacks off the top of his head, where Sal will not, you know, but...
So then Evan's more of a baseball connoisseur.
Yes, I would say.
Of all things baseball, where Sal basically really delves into the New York baseball scene, especially the Mets.
Yes, but I really do believe I will challenge. Find me another person to talk as much baseball.
Do you think that if the owners of the Yankees offer Sal a suite in Yankee Stadium and jerseys and free stuff, that he would just blow off the Mets the way he's blown off the Rangers?
Yes. 100%.
You do?
I think that he would. Yeah, I think
that
he would.
We get Lon Trost involved in that.
He would convert him.
We could make that happen.
In 2 seconds.
So the Yankees could have another voice
on the radio
station. Although BT is a very loud voice.
Yeah, but you get the two of them together, you know, shouting Yankees.
Jamming it up the A-gap.
All right, quickly, we wanted to mention, of course, we talked yesterday about the horrible tragedy of police officer Jonathan Diller, who was shot and killed on the job by a lifelong criminal, and he has a one-year-old son and a wife, and he's just 31 years old from Massapequa Park. There's a couple of things we wanted to highlight if you wanted to help. One, Kevin Clancy, our friend KFC Barstool, got together with Barstool with their merch and is selling a T-shirt out there that 100% of the proceeds are going to be going to the Diller family. So if you want to do that, Barstool is amazing how they put together those T-shirts and get them out there. So that's one way. There's also an official GoFundMe page you can donate to. They already have $276,000 there. So you can find that easily by just Googling GoFundMe and Jonathan Diller. I know there's other charities that get involved in
I know. I would imagine Tunnel for Towers is going to get involved. They are one of the great charities in this country. And you know, I happened to be on the LIE when this procession was coming. It gives you the chills.
Yeah.
Gives you the chills. All the fire departments, all the different police departments out on the LIE. The flags were flying over the bridges. It's an amazing reminder of how every single day there is a portion of our society that puts their life at risk to protect the rest of us. And it's a sad reminder. And it's something that we should never, ever forget. And that's why this NYPD baseball jersey will continue to hang in this studio for as long as I'm in this studio.
Well, as long as we're all here, for sure.
Yeah, 100%. And it's just another sad reminder of what this city has turned into and where it's headed. And we lost another great human being who basically wanted to give back to his community.
Yep, South Shore Long Island guy just like us. Who had a job and a family, and unfortunately didn't get a chance to go home to that family.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe.
Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.